नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्णा। आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक एवरीवन फॉर giving me chance to speak in parampara so that I can purify myself also when reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll be speaking in English because my Hindi is not good. All Hindi I learned when I was in high school and some college by seeing the movies. That's all. So, please forgive me. One question I have. When we are chanting Srila Prabhupada, we say Jaya Prabhupada, instead of Jaya Prabhupada, everybody is saying Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Where this Pada comes from? Prabhupada's name is just Prabhupada. And when same thing, when we say Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, we don't say Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. So, in Prabhupada, has kindly given at the end of the all of his books how to pronounce the words properly. So it is very important that we pronounce the words properly. When we say Namaste Saraswate Deve, Saraswate, not Saraswati Deve. When we are saying Saraswati Deve, means we are saying glorifying Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Saraswate means son of Saraswati. That means Prabhupada. That's the difference. So, there are so many things. It has got into our ISKCON society. There are not proper pronunciation and none. So, I would kindly request everyone to try to properly pronounce the mantras. Thank you. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, and Chapter 9, which is entitled Prahlad Pacifies the Lord with the Prayers. And today's text number is 6. So please repeat after me. Sa tatkara tatkara sparsha duta akhila shubha sapadi abhivyakta paratma 6. Okay. Sorry. Number 7. Okay. Astau sid dharim ఏకాగ్ర మనసా సుసంహిత ప్రేమ గద్గదయా వాచా తన్ న్యస్త హృదయక్షణ అస్తౌ సిద్ధరిం ఏకాగ్ర అస్తౌ సిద్ధరిం ఏకాగ్ర మనసా సుసమాహిత మనసా సుసమాహిత ప్రేమ గద్గదయా వాచా ప్రేమ గద్గదయా వాచా తన్యస్త హృదయక్షణ తన్యస్త హృదయక్షణ అస్తౌ సిద్ధరిం ఏకాగ్ర మనసా సుసుమాప్హిత ప్రేమ గద్గదయా వాచా తన్యస్త హృదయక్షణ అస్తౌ సిద్ధరి ఏకాగ్ర మనసా సుసమాఖిత ప్రేమ గద్గదయా వాచా ప్రేమ అస్తౌ సిద్ధరి ఏకాగ్ర మనసా సుసుమాహిత ప్రేమ గద్గదయా వాచా తన్యస్త హృదయక్షణ తస్సు దిద్దరిమేకాగ్ర ప్రేమ గద్గదయా వాచా తన్యస్త హృదయక్షణ మాతాజీ ఆల్ రీడ్ వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అస్తౌ సిద్ హీ బిగన్ టు ఆఫర్ ప్రేయర్స్ హరీం unto the supreme personality of Godhead ekagra manasa the mind being completely fixed upon the lotus feet of the Lord susumahita very attentive without diversion to any other subject ప్రేమ గద్గదయా ఫాల్టరింగ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఫీలింగ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ బ్లిస్ వాచా విత్ అ వాయిస్ తత్ నష్ట బీయింగ్ ఫుల్లీ డెడికేటెడ్ టు హిమ్ లార్డ్ నరసింహదేవ్ హృదయ ఇక్షణ విత్ హార్ట్ అండ్ సైట్ So translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Narsingadev with full attention in complete trance. With a fixed mind, he began to offer prayer in love with faltering voice. Purport, the word Susumahita means very attentive or fully fixed. The ability to fix the mind in this way is a result of yoga siddhi, mystic perfection. as it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.13.1, dhyanavastit tadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yoginah. One attains yogic perfection when he is freed from all material diversion and his mind is fixed upon the lotus feet of the Lord. This is called samadhi or trance. Prahlad Maharaj attained that state beyond the senses because he was engaged in service. He felt transcendentally situated and naturally his mind and attention became saturated in transcendence. In that condition, he began to offer his prayers as follows. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Astau Siddharim Ekagra Manasa Susumahita Prema Gadgadaya Vacha Tanyasta Hridayekshanaha Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Narsingdev with full attention in complete trance. With a fixed mind, he began to offer prayers in love with faltering voice. Maharaj has nicely explained yesterday but up to this point. But I would like to begin with the history of the which is given in Canto 7. Canto 7 is entitled Science of God. So the conversation, there is a conversation between Narada Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj. Those who have been attending regularly would know the history. But I'm repeating just for new people as well as for my own self. So when in a Rajasuya sacrifice, Lord Krishna killed Shishupal with his Sudarshan and his soul merged into Krishna. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, seeing that, he was very much surprised that this kind of mukti, Sayujya mukti, many sages or rishi munis performed tapasya for so long, still they may get or may not get. But here He got Sahajamukti. Actually, he was envious of Krishna. But from very childhood, he was envious to Lord Krishna. So anyway, to answer the question, the beginning of the first chapter of the seventh canto says Lord is equal to everyone. Krishna himself says, Samoham sarva bhuteshu name vesyosti na chapriya. But he adds, ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maye me maye hi ye bhajati. One, the meaning is that Lord Krishna doesn't discriminate. He is equal to everyone. Yet, for his devotee, he is friend to his devotee, devotee is friend to him. That's what he said. In other place also he said, Sukhridam sarva bhutana. I am the equal friend of to everyone. But he is a special friend for the devotees. So, now, the chapter 2nd to chapter 10 are all regarding the activities of Prahlad Maharaj. So, Prahlad Maharaj was only 5 years old boy. The word Arbhaka is used for that. Arbhaka means very innocent boy. But he was one of the Mahajan. Prahalado, Bhismo, Vyasaki, Vayam. All these are, well, Mahajan. And Prabhupada writes in the purport of this chapter at the end that we have to follow Prahlad Maharaj because he is Mahajan. Tarkob apratistha sutayo vibhinna nasavrishiyasya matam navinna dharmasya tattva nihito guhayam mahajanayena gatasa pantha. So dharmasya tattva, the truth, essence of the truth is hidden in the heart of the devotees, this Mahajana. So he is also, Prabhupada says, Prahlad Maharaj is also our guru. So, anyway, when I will go back to you, a little bit history of the chapter 8. When Prahlad Maharaj was questioned by his father, is your God everywhere? And Prahlad Maharaj, he was mature, he's a pure devotee, he could see Lord everywhere. In Chaitanya Charitamrita says that pure devotee always sees the in Supreme Lord in everything. So, in that Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, Sthavar jangam dekhe, na dekhe tar murti. Person who is pure devotee, he sees everything, moving and non-moving. But he doesn't see their homes. What he says? Ishtadev is purti. He sees his own Ishtadev, means his own Supreme Lord. He sees everywhere, this is the manifestation of the Supreme Lord. This is how devotee connect with the everything. Prabhupada used to say, a person is attached to drinking, he can see Lord in a liquor also. At the time he should be drinking. We see you know, when we drink water, we are satisfied. Our thirst is satisfied. So that satisfaction is a Supreme Lord. So anyway, so when Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Is your Lord is in this pillar?" And because Prahlad Maharaj knew that he is all pervading, so he said yes. When he said yes, it was not just like, "Oh, I see." He was seeing the Lord. So, in according to our scriptures, Lord is also in Brahma Samhita, Andantarasta cha paramanu yadanta. He is in every atom of the particle. Atom is the finest atom is very little. Atom, if you have to look under a microscope, you cannot see it. You have to have an aggregation of, you know. So it is some kind of invisible. But the same atom, like in chemistry, hydrogen, oxygen, all these things made of atoms. There is a hydrogen atom, for example. Hydrogen atom is a small atom, but there is in atom, there is a nucleus, there is electrons and protons. These things are there. And electrons are orbiting inside the atom. This is very minute, we cannot even imagine, but it is moving. So there is Krishna's energy is within, compressed in that. And what is atom bomb? You break the atom, it becomes bomb. And so much destruction it can create. That is atom bomb. So where this energy comes from? Just from one atom. That is Krishna's energy. So Krishna is everywhere, omniscient, omnipotent. So when Prahlad Maharaj said that he is in the pillar, there is one story. In Gurukul, Mayapur Gurukul, the boys were playing the part of, you know, they were playing the Narsingdev Leela. So when Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu were in front of one pillar, and they were saying, you know, Hiranyakashipu said, "Your Lord is here." And Prahlad said, "Yes." So he strike the pillar, but Narsingdev come from another pillar. This was the boys playing, you know. So the thing is that the Gurukul, the boy who was a monitor of that, he was very intelligent. He said, "Supreme Lord is omnipotent. He can come from anywhere he wants to." And the boy who was playing as a Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu had to run to that pillar where the nursing was. This is a joke. But this thing happened. So when the Hiranyakashipu hit with the sword, that very roaring sound came out of it. That roaring sound was so tumultuous that even denizens of heavenly planets, they thought the universe will crack because of this sound. But the demons are standing right in the front of their pillar. They didn't know where the voice is coming. Devatas were in the sky. They knew. Nobody else can make this kind of sound except the Supreme Personality Godhead. So, same thing. When he came out, Hiranyakashipu was bewildered seeing this form because he was ruling whole universe by hook or crook. But then he saw the Lord Narsingadeva. He said, I have never seen this kind of creature in my whole creation. So he was really bewildered. But then the Narsingadeva was so big, high, a gigantic form. When he shook his head, the hairs would disperse the clouds. That high was there. And so this was the potency, this is the potency of the Supreme Person of Godhead. So actually Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill him, kill Prahlad. But Prahlad knew that nobody can kill him because he has taken the shelter of the Supreme Person of Godhead. Rakhe Krishna Marake, one who is protected by Krishna, who is going to kill? But the other way around, Mare Krishna Rakhe Krishna. So, so for the Hiranyakashipu, Lord looked like a very terrible form, and the example is given. The same form is we worship, devotees worship. We worship, we love him. The demons would be against it. It's like cat's mouth. Mouth of the cat is that personified for the rest. But same mouth for cat's kitten is very soothing. Same cat, same mouth will pick the kitten from one place and put to the another place. So demons are like rats, and they will be, you know, doing whatever they want until the cat comes. So this Lord Narsingadeva, he came as a death personified to the demon. So, the for all this time, conversation between Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu was trying to make Prahlad a materialistic person. But at the same time, Prahlad Maharaj was trying to make Hiranyakashipu a devotee. But didn't work. Because, you know, he's... though many times, Prahlad Maharaj told Hiranyakashipu, Matirna Krishne Pahatav Svatava Mitho Pipadyet Grihavatana Adanta Gopir Misatam Parisam Punah Punah Charvita Charvana. He said this materialistic life is... He was trying to convince his father to become a devotee. And, you know, in another verse he said, tat sadhu manye asura varya dehina. He was telling, oh, best of the demon, who was addressing his father, that, the, you know, this materialistic life is not for us. He said, for the same person will hitva kupam, anta kupam, vanam raje. One should go all this, leave everything aside, go to the forest. Because this materialistic life is always misery. Misery, there are seven, four types of births, death, old age, disease, adhibhautika, adhyatmik, adhi, daivik miseries. We have to go through all the miseries. Material world, Krishna certifies dukkhalayam asaswatam. It is full of misery. You know. So, and, so, now, feel. When I have seen, not here, I don't know, because but many devotees, when they go traveling, driving car, once they get in the car, they will chant nursing prayers. Ito nursing, parato nursing, everything like that. But after recitation of the sentence, forget about nursing there. They don't remember all the time, like Prahlad Maharaj used to. So it's like a business. When Lord Narsingadeva asked Prahlad Maharaj, you have suffered on account of me so much that as per benediction, Prahlad Maharaj's answer was that I'm not a merchant, baniya. I didn't want anything from you. That's not the reason I did it. Worship you. I worship because of love. So, anyway, now Hiranyakashipu was also so much powerful that Indra's Vajra could not even cut his skin. Same Vajra Indra used to kill Vritrasur. Vritrasur was so big, gigantic, Indra was afraid of him. But he went to Lord Vishnu and Lord Vishnu gave, go to that Dajjanti Muni, get his bones, ask Vishwakarma to make the weapon for you, Vajra, and then you will be able to kill Vritrasur. But that Vajra, to cut the hair of the Vritrasur, take one whole celestial year. That still, he was also a devotee in his previous life, Vritrasur. But the same Vajra, he couldn't cut the skin of the Hiranyakashipu. Imagine how much powerful he was. Everybody's power comes from one source, that is Krishna. Now, why is the difference? The Vritrasur, he was Chitraketu in his previous life, but he was a devotee, but in a human form. Hiranyakashipu was Jaya, and he is a parcel of, associate of the Supreme Lord. That's too much different. So Lord gives the power according to his desire. So anyway, here when Lord Narsingadev played his lotus hand, we sing Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakham. Now Kamala is very soft. So hand is palm and everything is lotus, like a lotus platform. But the nails are 1,000 times powerful than Vajra. He tear off the demon with that. That is Adbhuta Sringam. How, you know, amazing, wonderful it is. So when we sing these prayers, we should keep the mind our, you know, what are we singing? This mind should go with the words. Same thing when we are listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. Your mind should be flowing with the subject matter spoken by the speaker. That the people who listen to Bhagavatam come, this is their service to listen. And the person who is speaking, is that his service to speak. So when we speak, we need the help from Supreme Lord. So we should be always conscious of what we are saying, what we are singing, what we are praying. That is called Krishna consciousness. So so Prahlad Maharaj's spiritual senses become spiritualized when he Lord Narasimhadev touched his head. There is another example of Dhruva Maharaj. He was also 5 years old boy. When he was meditating on the Supreme Lord within his heart, and Lord came in front of him, but still he was eyes closed, he was meditating within his heart. So Lord wanted to give him darshan, so he just disappeared from his heart. Then he opened his eyes and he saw. But when he saw the same Supreme Lord he was meditating, he fell down like a sick. He could not speak anything. He didn't know what to say. He was, when he sees Supreme Lord face to face, this is our condition, devotee's condition. We cannot say anything because our material senses are useless. Nothing we can say. But when the conscience, the Lord Vishnu touched the conscience to the forehead of the Prahlad, Dhruva Maharaj, then his senses become enlivened, spiritualized. That is, Prabhupada says, he got Brahma Gyan. Brahma Gyan, what is Brahma Gyan? I am not this body. I'm not this body. I'm spirit soul. And my duty is to serve the Supreme Personality Godhead. That is our constitutional position. That is Brahma Gyan. So, he started saying, but on a verse, see the Lord, Lord hand give abhayam, fearlessness to his devotee. When he touched, fearlessness came. Our fearlessness comes from death, material suffering. The remedy for our fearful situation or materialistic life is chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Appanna Samsrutim Ghoram, Yannama Vivashoghina, Tato Sadhya Vimucheta, Yadbi Jeti Swayam Bhayam. By if you utter, even unintentionally, the name of Krishna, that name, utterance of the name, liberates you very quickly. Sadyo vimuchyate. And that name is so powerful that even bhaya, fear personified, is afraid of the name. So that is power of the Supreme Person Godhead. So when we chant the holy name, also we have to be attentive. We can't just do this thing, that thing, when chanting Hare Krishna. So in this verse number 5, he says, Prahlad Maharaj captured his Supreme Lord's Personality of Godhead form within his heart, especially his lotus feet. He was sitting at the feet of he bowed down to and touched the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. That's what he saw, and that he has kept in his mind. That came into his heart. So our when we come to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when we come to darshanarthi, we call Sringararthi. In English, they call the deity greeting. In English word, they are using deity greeting. So, how we do greet the deity? We should be present before the curtains are open. We should be meditating how Lord would look like. Then we can have his darshan, audience. So, but if we come late, Lord will have your darshan. Lord sees your darshan, Lord sees you. When you go in front of the Lord, whatever you are saying, you may be looking at the beauty of the, you know, how they are decorated and everything. Then you will be pleased. But that's called sense enjoyment, according to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. What should you be behaving in front of Lord? I am a wretched person. Please be merciful unto me. That he wants to hear. That is not just by saying, you know. And also in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapil Dev Muni describes the whole process, how to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It starts with the lotus feet. And the longest time we should spend at his lotus feet. The lotus feet gives you abhaya. His lotus nail on his toes, very beautiful, like shining like a moon. The Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he was blind and he was meditating supreme person. But when Krishna gave him the eyes to see him, he was so much bewildered that I have been describing Supreme Lord as most beautiful, as beautiful as moon. But moon has the spots on it. Why did I do this thing? At the same time, when he was thinking, moon thought, why did he compare me with the Supreme Person of Godhead? He fell down. The moon fell down. Broken into the 10 pieces. Those 10 pieces are toenails of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Looks like beautiful moon. So, the same lotus feet are massaged by Goddess of Fortune. So, we think this way, you know, and it gives the abhayam when we go in front of the deity. You just not just go and move to the other. And when they go in the prayers are going, and nobody even pays attention what is being said. Angani yasya sakalendriya vittimanti. We have to understand each and every word, that his limbs are so powerful, all the limbs are powerful. So most of the, I'm not talking in devotees, but most of the people in general, they come here for having a darshan. Even some devotees, neophytes, even have a darshan. And after a while, when they go out, you ask them what color dress they have, the deity has dressed in what color, they will forget. This is our consciousness. This is our forgetfulness. In this material world, we forget. So we, as much as we can concentrate on Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the limbs, from beginning from his toenails all the way to his lotus face. Even the beauty and the color and, you know, the quality, and there's so much, you know, things are there to be understood. Lord Krishna, his beauty is like a sapphire, Indra Nilmani. But his body is so soft, very soft. His body is so soft that gopis would think that if he placed, Lord Krishna placed his feet on our breast, it would be hurt him. But his, you know, in material world, we don't see that kind of texture and color, except very newborn baby. Very newborn baby, if you see the feet of the newborn baby, is very soft and a pinkish in color. That is the softness and color the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even though his color is sapphire. We have seen Atashi flower. That flower is blue. That is the same color Supreme Lord Krishna's color is. So anyway, I have what I'm saying, trying to say that Prahlad Maharaj could capture the lotus feet of the Lord within his core of the heart. This is the process. Even if we see Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should capture his lotus feet within our heart all the time. That way we become pure devotee. Pure devotees are symptoms are there. Same that they are in this material world. Pure devotee will not have any idea of what is happening in his environment. He's just oblivion to the external environment. He doesn't know himself even he's sitting or lying down or what position he is. But his consciousness always in the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So when the same pure devotee dies, there's no difference. In this body, he was in Goloka Vrindavan. When he left the body, still he will be in the Goloka Vrindavan. That is what perfection we would strive for. We have to strive for that perfection. So, instead of enjoying the darshan, we should be, you know, coming to see, and because Supreme Lord sees through our heart. He's there within our heart. He knows what you have been thinking, what you are thinking now, what will you be thinking in the future. He knows everything. But according to our devotional, ye yathamam prapadyante, tam sasevi pachamiham. So, that's how Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, reciprocate with his devotees. I will end. I have some time. Okay. I would just describe his lotus eyes. Lotus eyes. You know, how he looks at us with very much compassion. Doesn't matter whether a person is devotee or non-devotee. He has so much compassion. His eyebrows are dancing. His face is smiling. His eyebrows are arched, and now at there is a song, it's a Sakra Danum, like bow of the Indra. Even that charm, even Cupid, Kandarpa. So his laughter, he laughs. When he laughs, you see his teeth. Very small teeth, with looks like the buds of jasmine flower. But it appears rosy because his lips are rosy, the reflection of that. That is the splendor of his lips. So we should meditate that way and come back to the lotus feet, and then just remember his lotus feet in that way. So here in this purport is Dhyana Vastita Sadgatena Manasa Pashyantya. This is how yogis are looking at the Supreme Lord within. So there is one thing about one word, Kala, in text number 5, that the Supreme Personality for Godhead, Kalahi, of his deadly snake of a time. Kalahi means snake. Kala means time. So that time which can cause immediate death to everybody. So time is defined. Krishna himself says, Kalosmi. And Kapil Dev described the time as a time is beginningless, but it begins everything. Time is endless, but it ends everything. Time has no birth, no old age, no disease, no death, but same time makes people to give the birth to the people. The people grow old, and they die. The time does that, but time itself is ageless. That time is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So is a Kala, very fearful for the demons and very soothing for devotees. So I'll stop here. If you have any comments, criticism, or question, we can answer. Anybody has any question? One question I have, that I gave almost 55 minutes class. I shouldn't be doing that. 35 minutes is more than enough. Because our mentality, if we are attentively hearing, only 40% of what is being said gets into our mind, we can hear. Rest of it goes somewhere else, evaporates. But so I will tell you one small story, that in a big temple there was a sweeper, cleaner. He would sweep the temple all the time. And the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just standing with this, this mudra. It's a giving blessing. So one time there was nobody around. The sweeper went to the Supreme Lord and he said, "My dear Lord, don't you get tired? Just like saying this, don't you take vacation? You should take vacation." The Lord said, "It's a good idea." You take my position. And so he agreed. But Lord told him, you just watch. Keep a smiling face in this mudra. Don't say anything. So probably my devotees know this story. But when he was taking position of Supreme Lord, one businessman came, and as a businessman, they are businessmen with the Supreme Lord also. They put some money, and a big bag of money was next to him. And when he put the money, and he prayed, "My dear Lord, thank you." And he just, man, he forgot this, his money. Another person comes. He was poor, and he didn't have enough, but still he put some money. He said, "Thank you, my dear Lord, because you are providing everything. This is a token of my appreciation. Please take me now, and please take care of my family." Then he turned around, he saw the bill. So he said, "Oh, Supreme Lord is so kind, he gave me the money." So he took. Third person came. He was a sailor in a ship. He came and he said, "My dear Lord, and I'm going on a voyage. Please take care of my family." And as he turned around, the first person who was a rich person, he brought the policeman. And he saw this person, arrest him. Now he was this sailor was innocent, he didn't know anything. So he was arresting him, but then the Supreme Lord, who was the speaker of posing, he could not. He said, "This is wrong." He said, "No, he didn't take it." He just spoke. "He didn't take it. Other person came. The other person is the culprit. Who took it, that money?" Anyway, when the day was over, Supreme Lord came back and asked him, "How was your day?" Then he explained everything. That this thing happened. And I, you know, because I was not comfortable, because an innocent man was going to jail. So the Supreme Lord told him, "You don't know what is going on. I told you, don't say anything. But you, my plan, you don't know." The Supreme Lord, what is he thinking for each and every individual? We don't know. He told him that sailor is going to sail tomorrow, and his ship will be wrecked and he will be ruined. That's why I made the plan to have him in a jail so he cannot do the voyage. That was my plan. And you foiled. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay. One thing, clapping, I read it so much. Clapping is for the politicians. I'm not a politician. If you don't waste the energy in this, you can say Hari Bol, that will be profitable to you as well as me, hearer and speaker. Thank you very much. Thank you.